Hey guys, and welcome to the Confidence Boost, the twice weekly pep rally to help boost your business esteem. I'm your host, Brandy Riley. You guys, I have got to tell you that this podcast almost did not happen. I have been overthinking this thing for months and months and months, and it finally got to a point where the people who are close to me, my friends, my business besties, were like, Brandy girl, you just need to do it. And so I figured, you know what? Why don't I let my first podcast episode be all about overthinking? First of all, let me tell you a little bit about this podcast. I had the idea for the Confidence Boost a few months ago when I was thinking about how lonely it can be an entrepreneur. There's so many people in our circles, family, friends, who just don't get it. You know, nobody understands what it's like to be an entrepreneur like an entrepreneur. I know so many people who are working really hard, but they get to kind of a point where they are like, I don't know, should I just let this thing go? And if you're at that point at any time during your journey as an entrepreneur, I'm hoping that the Confidence Boost will be there to empower you and give you just that boost of energy to keep on keeping on. But it almost didn't happen because I was thinking about the cover art. Y'all, I was thinking about the background music. I was thinking about distribution and the landing page and how am I going to find listeners and all of the things that had nothing to do with the actual purpose of the podcast. Finally, after a lot of pushing and prodding from my friends to listen to my own message about overthinking and how it holds us back from being great, I decided to just leap. So you'll see this episode has no music. There's no fancy cover art. There's no landing page, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. That'll be a surprise at the end of this episode. But what there is just a piece of advice for you. Don't let overthinking hold you back from doing the thing that you were called to do. You weren't called to create cover art. You weren't called to worry about SEO. You weren't called to figure out how to get people on your list. There is a great chance that the thing that you were called to do is to tell your story, to empower other women, or to share your art, or to encourage or motivate or inspire the community around you. So when we overthink, we are holding ourselves back from giving those people what we were put here on this earth to do. There are people out there who are just waiting for your thing to launch. There are people out there who are just waiting for your story because they need to know that there is someone out there who has gone through it, who has been through it, and who is shining even despite the challenges that they went through in their lives. But if you waste all your time worrying about the details, then you'll never be able to help those people to get to where they need to be. Now, this is not to say that I don't want y'all to worry about planning. We all need to be planning. And when you have a podcast, yes, you should have cover art and you should be worrying about marketing and it should be a concern to you. But if that is holding you back, if those details are holding you back and not allowing you to move forward with the actual passionate part of the work that you are to do, then I want to give you permission today to let it go. Put it out there ugly, my friends. Put it out there dirty. Put it out there lacking. But just put it out there with your whole heart behind it. And you know what? People will receive it. What I found when it comes to getting things done that's not perfect is that when you're honest with folks about why you're releasing it the way that you are, then people will come out the woodworks to help you, to support you, to make sure that it gets to be the way it needs to be so that you can keep doing what you are doing. So that's the message for today, my friends. Stop overthinking. Stop letting details stop you from being great. All right, friends, I am Brandy Riley, the founder of Courage to Earn, a community of outrageously brave entrepreneurs. We would love for you to join us in that community, bit.ly/courage-to-earn group. And have an awesome day. Go out, be great, and don't overthink.